And OCR explicitly has asked them to stop, and they continue to want to go on.
District Parent Coordinating Council President Sam Radford says he wants intervention from the Department of Education. Radford says the admissions process for the 8 criteria schools continues to discriminate.
Our concern is that the district is more concerned about those students and families of privilege, that they want to protect the rights and interests of those students of privilege at the expense of those students and families who are being, civil rights are being violated.
Radford and other parents say the plan continues making Buffalo a highly segregated city. Byron McIntyre is outraged.
Are we a racist, segregated society, community? Is that Buffalo? Is that the face that we want the nation to see?
I'm Carolette Meadows, and under the resolution agreement, it stated that the children were supposed to be reviewed under new admission criteria. To my understanding, since I spoke with the OCR on last week, they said that the district submitted to them a review of my daughter, but they reviewed the same information that she was tested on prior for her denial. She wasn't reviewed under new admission criteria. So it behooves us to ask, how do you reevaluate a child under a system that you admit was discriminatory?
The parents' organization accuses Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash of failing to follow the OCR's recommendations. But Superintendent Cash says they are in the process of responding. You can access it on the school district's website. Associate Superintendent Will Carestis tells WBFO News there's really no surprise the OCR is asking questions about a very detailed plan.
And as Dr. Cash had stated repeatedly, there will be an ongoing dialogue that involves written questions. So that's what this process is about.
Now, some have suggested creating a second city honors school, but Carestis says that criteria school is not as in demand as other schools.
It's seventh, it's nowhere near first. McKinley High School, Emerson, other very popular schools are you know, miles ahead of city honors as far as demand by parents and students. In fact, in our document, you'll see data that says city honors is actually the seventh most in-demand high school among not only public school children, but children in charters and non-publics.
School board member Carl Palladino has been opposed to the OCR recommendations. Meanwhile, the district promises to appoint someone to oversee the criteria system by November 18th. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.